Let me be clear. America wants to resolve this issue through diplomacy. And we believe that there is still time and space to do so. But that time is not unlimited.
The president laying a soft hammer down, if you will, on Iran when he addresses the UN. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. How you doing out in the nooks and crannies across this great country? Riled up, ready for a fight, ready to go out and vote. There are a couple of politicians that are hoping that you'll go out and vote and make the difference. Tell you what, in a conversation today with a few longtime pollsters, just to get a sense of what's it like to really dig deep and work the election side, every year gearing up for local and statewide voting in a presidential year, too, how sometimes it swells, the hope is we'll see great numbers. That lots of people will come out and vote, and they won't say, well, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's inevitable. We know. And look at the presidential side, look at the electoral numbers. And so, therefore, I'm not even going out to vote for even the local side or the state side. And if more people did, I say this all the time, it's power to the people. And many folks on the side of registering people, working polls, that kind of stuff, they verify what I have always believed in all the places that I live. If really we would see an avalanche of people voting, you bet it would make a big difference. Because we don't see that, maybe the handwriting is on the wall, and it's partially our fault for letting the politicians or letting the headlines that grab us make us believe that we really don't have that much say. But that's not true. That's not true in the, certainly not in your local elections, not in statewide stuff. When you go for legislators, you really can make a huge difference there. I'm with you on the presidential thing. I get that. When you look at electoral votes, I'd love to see that straight across the board just be the popular vote. I don't know that it ever will be. I'd also like to see more choices. You heard Obama there at the top at the UN, as I said, talking about Iran, and at the UN, a little chunk of a speech was dedicated to that, not just Iran, but what's going on in the Middle East. He vows that the U.S. will stop nuclear weapons in that country, that we will stop them or prevent them, whatever word you want to use, from obtaining any kind of a weapon and resolve this through diplomacy, which is exactly what you heard. So there still is no timeline. That means this is on into infinity, I guess. And that's the problem with the story and the saga of Iran. Israel's impatient. If it was up to Benji, man, they would have already bombed the snot out of Iran's nuclear facility. But he knows, as he's chiming to the bit, he knows that he has to get his ducks in a row, meaning Benjamin Netanyahu. So the Middle East and even North Africa were big, big focuses, big chunks of the speech for Obama. It included the attack on our U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans in Benghazi back on September 11th. The anti-Islam video that was made in the U.S., there was also a little piece about that. Obama specifically said that the video was crude and disgusting and said that the U.S. government had nothing to do with it, but did say that that kind of expression can't be banned in a free society. I do like the line that where he said, Americans have fought and died around the globe to protect the right of all people to express their views, even views that we disagree with. So we do so not because we support hateful speech, but because our founders understood that without such protections, the capacity, this is Obama, of each individual to express their own views and practice their own faith may be threatened. May be threatened. He also warned that the newly elected people in countries like Libya and Egypt are threatened by anger and extremism, and that's what led to the attacks targeting the U.S. And see, here we go again with the tug of war over words and what really happened and what was released immediately after the attack in the consulate. Questions on why we just didn't call this a terrorist thing. And still, this is the deal with Obama. So, yes, saying we'll do what we must on Iran, but having a hard time in just flat out calling it what it is. And this is the word that's been banned from the White House, so to use terror is something that you will, I don't know if you'll ever really hear it from the lips of the president again. The word has just been banned. It's like the swear jar word. You cannot use this word in the Obama White House. Can't do it. And, you know, this is the deal. And he even brought this up, and I have said this constantly. Part of the problem of the Middle East is the religious cultural factor there. Sunnis, Shiites, the Kurds, and the long time digging your heels in, this is our chunk of the world, this is our religion, this is our beliefs, and we want you to keep your hands off of our area, off of our people, and stop trying to influence. Now, things have softened a tad in Iraq. Does it stay that way? That's the one to watch. What happens there? What happens in Afghanistan, where there's illiterate people, 90% of the people are illiterate when the Americans leave in 2014? What's that going to look like? And this was just a little tiny chunk of what was discussed in Obama's short speech in front of the UN. The Republican challenger, Mitt Romney, has constantly gone over the way Obama handles the relationship with Israel and also Iran and the threat of nuclear possibilities there with a weapon and all the turmoil. I mean, the whole foreign affairs package is mostly focused on what's going on in the sandbox of the Middle East, even though there are a lot of other things to be concerned about, like the euro, for example. You know what the exchange rate is now for the euro? 60 per dollar, 60 cents. 60 euros per dollar. That's a terrible exchange rate. The pound is even worse. It's even worse. So there is a line that has been drawn over the sand, if you will. Although, this was what's interesting. As the event is happening at the UN, there is a few moments where the Democrats and the Republicans decide that they can play nice. And who is ultimately the uniter of some of the Democrats and some of the Republicans? You might be surprised by the answer, but maybe not if you've paid attention to some past presidents. We're going to talk about that on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Replacement referees or American Airlines, labor relations pretty tense in this country. We're going to talk to a labor relations expert coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Like I said at the top, America, I hope you're hanging loose because things are about to get a lot tenser. It was kind of a light atmosphere when the former president, Bill Clinton, united Republicans, Democrats, and anybody with a purse. It's about raising money, baby, and it doesn't matter what initial you tout around or your ideologies that are stuck in your front pocket. So Mitt Romney talked about his plan for a public-private partnership on foreign aid at trying to foster what he calls free enterprise in developing countries. He did an address at the Clinton Global Initiative. The former pres, Clinton, has been, of course, the key figure in Obama's reelection efforts. He introduced Romney, and there were a couple of funny moments, I think, in the introduction. Romney joked about Clinton's speech at the Democratic National Convention, in which the president offered a brutal critique of the Republican presidential nominee Romney and how Obama benefited from it. And I thought this was clever. Romney said, "I appreciate your kind words, and that introduction is very touching. If there's one thing we've learned from this election, it's that a few words from Bill Clinton can do a lot of good. All I have to do now is wait a couple of days for that bounce to happen. And, of course, he cracked up the room. In the end, the amount of money that the Clinton Initiative has raised now is $2 billion. $2 billion. Wow. He has that golden touch and really knows how to speak to people and has enlisted so many of the unlikely characters to throw in and be a part of it that he's smart. He knows how to check the politics a little bit at the door, and that's exactly what happened there. You know, Romney comes and he talks at the conference, and he wasn't the only one. It was a who's who of Democrats and frankly Republicans too as well. All right, besides the Clinton thing, another thing worth talking about here in this segment, I mentioned at the top a few things as we rolled through in the beginning more about the UN speech, I think other than anything else, but a couple of things have happened on the campaign trail. It's sort of like, okay, all bets are off. All bets are off. In other words, if you want to have some fun out on the campaign trail and you sort of lose your mind because you're an aide who hasn't had any sleep, it's okay because we live in the wacky world of social media where everything is tweeted or Facebooked or Instagrammed or Pinterest is used sometimes for some of the clips. When you see Senator Brown, who's in a tight reelection bid in Massachusetts, when you see his campaign aides, that's why I'm chalking it up to no sleep, when you see them doing the tomahawk chop and Indian calls, you know, kind of the war whooping thing, you know that they are punch drunk. With a sensitivity issue, especially with people in Massachusetts. Massachusetts and New York, politically correct one and politically correct part two. So there was a rally for the senator this past weekend, and it's been videotaped and it's been posted all over the place. In fact, there's the Blue Mass group, and they have shown the video all over the place. And this is just a day after Brown's campaign released an ad targeting what Elizabeth Warren claims to be Native American heritage, you know, roots. So this looks like they're pretty much scalping her, pardon the pun, if you will, and then it's poured out all over the airwaves, and it does not really help Brown very much because of the sensitivity of Massachusetts voters who don't like her being beat up by a couple of his punk aides. You know, it's kind of like when somebody comes into the NFL for the first time or the NBA for the first time. They're instant millionaires. They have women throwing themselves at them. They got money beyond belief. But they're babies. They don't know how to control it. They don't know what to do. I guess these campaigns, they have to do the same thing. They have to round up these guys and say, listen, don't pull a Secret Service on us. Don't lose your mind and do things like Indian chants and chops and whoops, because Warren's people are going to use this all over the place, especially when there's a question of whether or not she has a Native American background. They'll use it to their advantage. Massachusetts voters see Brown as the probably more relatable of the two, and his favorability rating is very, very high, even as a Republican. I mean, this is a guy who is a Republican. Even if he's a Republican light, he stepped into the shoes of Ted Kennedy. So they don't want to have a complication here. You know, it's kind of like take a page from the Aiken book or not. The congressman from Missouri who made the lame comment about legitimate rape, and it still is chasing him around. He's gaining some ground, and he still may win that election for Senate in Missouri, but Brown doesn't want to have the same thing following him around, complicating him because of the aides making fun of the Indian heritage, because she really touts that. Even in her, like, law review, there was something about that in there, and no matter what, whatever they turn up, it doesn't matter. It's just not in a place like Massachusetts. There is no over-the-top sarcasm. I know they were just joking. Especially doing that, there's no way that they can explain it away, if you know what I mean. It's pretty tough to do that. Pretty tough. Definitely. All right, I mentioned the UN at the top of the show for what it's worth, and I wonder how many people even at this point think the UN carries weight, like what comes out of the UN, like the idea that you have a melting pot of countries and maybe you can affect change with peacekeepers. Maybe there's something to that. I think the UN at one time was a masterful organization, but because of so much of the corruption that has filled the hallways there, it's tough to defend the UN at times. And even we did a show from the UN, and you meet some unbelievable people who really do care, who really come from dark corners of the world and want to see change, want to be able to affect change. However, it's very tough when you're being undercut, like oil for food, remember that? And some people are bounced, then you look at the budgets, and that infuriates so many Americans that sometimes it becomes hard to defend the whole notion of the UN. I can remember as a kid living in New York City and my mother taking me there so I could see, so I could understand other countries. Look, here's their flags and all of that. I remember how overwhelming it was. And now there's parts of the UN that are so disappointing because of the things like I guess they're a microcosm of the world, but because of the things that happen there that are so proprietary and have nothing to do with helping unfortunately the people who need the help, the people who are victims of terrible regimes. Because isn't that ultimately the goal? To lend the hand to be there for the other nations, and not just the U.S., but everybody else who's in that building, all the different committees, all the people that are ushered in and out. We're talking about American Airlines and replacement referees, what to do when you're at a standoff. Next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his two terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Unfortunately, my favorite carrier is the one I'm going to be on. Let's hope that it's smooth sailing. We're talking American Airlines. So Jason Greer is in the wings. He's a labor relations expert, and he's the president of Greer Consulting. It's an employee labor relations consulting firm. Makes sense, since that's his specialty. And everybody's been talking about this sick out at American Airlines. Big headlines. People are whining about missing flights, waiting for 2 hours. I don't blame them. Senator Rubio, Marco Rubio, is saying that it took 2 hours to get on one flight, then 2 hours the other way. I guess we can't hold it against him if he's not in Washington voting on important things. So, Jason, thanks for coming on the show. Wow, this is crazy. So the question is, Americans denying it, or the union saying, oh, no, there's no sick out. We can't have a sick out. And American Airlines is saying, you know, that the pilots are really messing with them. So is there a pilot sick out at American Airlines?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the pilot equivalent of the blue flu that the cops catch from time to time. You know, it's a classic case of pilots who, in many respects, after the bankruptcy judge essentially voided out their collective bargaining agreement, which was a huge blow to the union, I imagine the pilots pretty much knew that they could not match American Airlines dollar for dollar, but they could match them where they're vulnerable. That's canceling flights, delaying flights, and essentially putting the pressure back on American. It's working.
So here's the thing. If that's happening, we're in the high season right now where people are getting ready to get tickets for Thanksgiving. They might already have some and they're worried. And then Christmas time, will people avoid American Airlines for fear that they're going to get stuck?
It seems like that's already happening.
That's on the internet
where American Airlines has already issued an apology to their frequent flyers. In addition to the fact that American just called about an hour ago, just called the American Pilots Union and basically said, let's go back to the table to talk. So this is very, I'll say this, in terms of strategy, the pilots have really knew what they were doing because it's perfect timing, perfect situation for them to at least get what they're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, this is, in this case, saying go back to have a conversation again. If you get to the point where they just can't solve this, even if they go back to talk, would a mediator end up being in the middle of this like we've seen before in Major League Baseball and some other huge employee labor problems?
Very possible. Because, you know, AMR is in a position where they cannot afford to continue to lose customers. As they lose customers, they're losing business, which means they're losing money. The pilots union, right now, they're feeling as though they're in the driver's seat. Problem is, just as you said, Thanksgiving's coming around and Christmas is coming around. And when your kids are looking at you wondering where the Christmas presents are, that's when the union will start to feel the effects of what they're doing. So at some point, if they cannot come to any kind of agreement, a mediator will likely step in.
Yeah, so, this may be what happens. It couldn't be a worse time. And it falls in the favor of the pilots, I would think, ultimately. Will the pilots get what they want for the most part, you think?
I think for the most part, the pilots will get what they want. I think that the pilots, you know, it's interesting because the initial offer that was made to the pilots was relatively friendly. I mean, you're talking about a wage increase. But what they don't want to see is they don't want to see any of the pilots' positions scrubbed, essentially. And I think the original proposal was going to reduce the pilot count by 5%.
Ooh.
So likely we'll see a reduction in that. But I think ultimately the pilots are going to get what they want here.
So here's the thing. You're an expert in this, as I said, labor relations. Is there ever a point, and all the times that you've dealt with people, was there ever a point that you just, that's it. It's all bets are off and everything falls apart. The wheels just come undone. Have you seen that happen? Even though time and time again, there's all this side's giving in and they're giving in. There are just people that dig their heels in and just refuse to say, okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because it's generally the dollars and the cents that bring people to the bargaining table. But what ultimately drives people apart, it's not agreeing whether or not you're going to get a dollar more or $10 more. It's the egos at the table.
Yeah.
And I think AMR has really, they're in a position where they're trying to show that they're still strong, that they still have control over their employee base. Because in many respects, they're also auditioning for other companies because you're looking at some other airlines that potentially might try to buy them right now because they're vulnerable. And I think for the pilots union, they feel like their backs are against the wall, and to give in is a difficult position. Plus, in the fact, you consider with AMR, one of the agreements that they made with the flight attendants is they put a Me Too clause in the contract, which essentially says that any concessions they make with the pilots union reduces the concessions that the flight attendants had to make in their contract. So they've sort of put themselves in a terrible bind here.
Definitely a terrible bind. Hey, I'm going to switch gears and talk about something else that has us furious, especially if you watch the tail end of Monday night football. I'm sorry. Sorry, Seattle fans. And I know some of my good friends live in Seattle, and they're saying, hey, a win is a win. That was not a win. Green Bay should have won there. So then you have the AFL-CIO saying that the National Football League's lockout of the unionized referees is a complete disaster, you think? At this point, you know, they're blasting the lockout, and they're saying, oh, the safety of the players has been put at risk by these replacement referees. So now if you're Roger Goodell and you're the NFL, are they over that same barrel that, we got to do something?
You know, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine about this earlier. Absolutely not. Here's the difference between AMR and the National Football League, the NFL. American is completely dependent upon customers staying with them because they're seeing people going to Southwest, they're seeing people going to other airlines because they're tired of the garbage that's happening between the pilots and the company. Contrast that with the fact in the NFL, we're talking about the NFL more than we ever have before. There's interest in the product. Not only has it become the America's national pastime, now people are going to tune in on Thursday night, they're going to tune in on Sunday night, they're going to tune in on Monday night. Not just to watch football, but to see the latest train wreck. So the NFL's, they're in the driving seat at this point.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. Any publicity is good publicity, especially when you get people to tune in. But boy, the players, I would be. It's like the substitute teachers there, and let's see what we can get away with. Everybody's describing it as that. And if you watch, it really is. In some of the games, it's been that way. It's played out. Now, supposedly the biggest sticking point is the pension contributions. And this is often the problem in some of these labor agreements. Is it just the future of the pensions just way down too much on a company or an organization and they don't want to budge on it because they see what's happened now across America, really, with pensions?
Well, it's interesting because you see a lot of companies moving toward a defined contribution plan, basically 401ks, where, you know, the employees make the contributions and they assume the risk. It's necessary in some cases because we've seen an economic downturn like we haven't seen in decades. The problem is when you're the NFL and you just sent out a memo, you know, 2 months ago bragging about the fact that you netted $9 billion in profit, $9 billion in profit, and you're looking at these referees who are not multi-million-dollar referees, but in some cases these referees are making about $8,000 a game. Nice work if you can get it, but I imagine that Aaron Rodgers makes about $150,000 per snap. So it's very difficult for the NFL to make the argument, at least from a public perspective, that that they can't afford to pay the referees what they deserve, and that they can't afford to at least allow them to stay in the defined benefit plan. It's just, I get the impression that, and I've seen a lot of negotiations, that it's the case of some very driven multimillionaires and very driven multibillionaires who just don't want to budge on this issue.
Yeah. And boy, you want to cry for them, don't you?
It's so terrible. I mean, I feel bad for everyone involved. I feel bad for the unionized officials who have sat back for years, sort of feeling like the crossing guards because no one really paid attention to them. You didn't realize how much they actually contribute to the game until they're out. I feel bad for the replacement referees who were likely, you know, refereeing high school and college games about a month ago. Now all of a sudden they're put on the biggest stage in the world, and they're not being given any kind of guidance, and it's on-the-job training. Unfortunately, everybody's watching. So, and especially the players. You just don't want to see a player. I mean, it was bad what happened with Green Bay and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be even worse if somebody gets hurt and the referees just don't know how to handle the situation.
Oh, yeah. Some of those helmet-to-helmet hits were pretty scary and were missed in some cases. That's such a no-no and so frightening to see it with all of the problems with head injuries and the things that we don't know about brain injuries that now we're starting to discover, especially with the NFL. You think they'll wrap this up anytime soon? Well, you said the NFL's kind of good for them in one sense. But are we going to see a Super Bowl with replacement referees? That'd be disastrous.
It better be disastrous. But you know, it's interesting because I think the owners, I mean, Jerry Jones said it perfectly, that mistakes are going to happen. So in this case, we don't mind mistakes happening if it saves each team close to $200,000. And in this particular case, I think the NFL is so invested in driving home their point.
Mm.
And if the people continue to come, I mean, Kate, consider revenues are way through the roof. People are watching football at a higher clip than they were even a year ago.
Yeah.
People are buying jerseys. People are buying all kinds of football-related paraphernalia. They truly believe that people are going to continue to come. And
no matter what. Yeah.
We have a short attention span.
Yeah. Isn't that true? We're out of time. Labor relations expert Jason Greer, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jason.
you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Closer down this hour of America Tonight, but before we get there, we're going to hit the mailbag, but first, let's talk to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Well, not much.
I like that. Wait a second. Not much. Tell us right now, what are you doing? Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm heading home.
All right, there you go. Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But Bert Freeze. If all the fans would just stay away, that thing would be settled next day.
But what are the odds of people staying away from football? What are the odds of them doing that? Not very good. Boycotts don't work for the most part.
They will. On this, it would. I guarantee the owners would get together and say, hey, get this thing over with.
Oh, I agree. If there was a complete fan blackout, if everybody who had tickets from the Giants to the Green Bay Packer fans, you know, whatever, all the teams across the board, if the stadiums didn't have people in them or very few, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It'd be all over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Back to home.
They need to get it over with. I mean, the referees are a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying the best, but they're not up to par.
No. Not when you haven't. I mean, when you've yes, that's it. When you've barely done high school football, how the speed of the game, everything that unfolds in the NFL, the intricacies of making certain calls, of knowing what to do, you just don't have that experience.
You got to know the rules too.
You don't know the rules. What are you going to do? Walk around with a playbook? It's so big and try to figure out, oh, wait a second. It's just, there's just no way you can do that. You're being thrown in the deep end of the pool, and very few of those guys, even if they have the potential, could really swim to the other side successfully. They can't.
That's something I didn't know, but the professional referees, after every game, they go through the tape, plays, watch everything, play by play, analyze what happened during the game.
Sure, then if they make a bad call, you're right. Then if they make a bad call, they know that, like, oh, okay, next time I won't, I got it, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all the time. I mean, I watch the film and everything. These guys, they just go home, pop down on the couch with those boats, wait till next Sunday. But they need to get this thing over, because somebody's going to get hurt bad.
That's what I think. I think if they don't do that, a helmet-to-helmet hit, somebody's legs get taken out, who knows? Because they're missing calls, there's crazy antics happening, tempers are flaring beyond belief. I think it's very dangerous for the players, too.
I've seen in the news that they gave an award, to Emmy award, to that woman who played Sarah Palin in that movie. So we got to listen to her for 4 more years.
She's going to
come back.
See, you're talking about Julianne Moore, who played Palin in, it's called Game Change, was the name of the movie.
Yeah, playing her.
Yeah.
So Palin's going to think she's important again to come back.
Listen, it is very amazing that she was pretty much plucked from obscurity. Anybody listening to us right now would acknowledge that. Only in America. How brilliant is that? You're the mayor of Wasilla, then you're the governor of Alaska, and the next thing you know, boom, you're running on a national ticket for VP, and now you're speaking all over the world. It's crazy. It's a crazy world.
Yeah. Maybe I had... Maybe they have a public gun to get together and have Mitt Romney step down and put her in their place.
Too late. Too late. Romney's the guy. And I give, thanks, Rick. I give Romney credit. I said this earlier. Hey, Clinton isn't dumb. He had, he's not stupid. He had plenty of his Republican pals on hand to speak to the groups and, you know, raise money for the Clinton Initiative. And that's why he got $2 billion. And Romney was one of those people, because Romney certainly knows people who can move mountains business wise. And Clinton realizes that and welcomed him to the party. All right, we're heading to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, thank goodness he doesn't go on strike, because if he does, then Matt's going to have to say, you have mail, mistress. And I don't know if he has quite the same voice.
I just don't respond well to authority either, so I don't know. If I could be in that submissive role.
You don't. I wish it's like when you had those little kaleidoscopes in movies. They have kaleidoscopes where they go back and they give you the backstory on somebody. I'd love to have the backstory on Matt. See him as this kid in kindergarten, first grade, and see if he was the one that was throwing things or getting the timeout or out in the hallway. I sort of picture that.
I was decently behaved. I just spoke out a lot.
That's what they wrote on your report card. Likes to communicate.
Yeah, I think it was also talks too much.
Yeah, I got the talks too much thing, too. I'm sure I could dig out report cards that say talks too much. And look at us today. All right, so let's go to our first one. This was from Ann I Am. Very clever. Ann says, hello, America, tonight. Really enjoy the show. Get a big kick out of you. I'm starting to spread the word to my friends. Don't be surprised if you pick up many, many more listeners here in the great state of Missouri. Believe it or not, I'm a huge football fan. I root for St. Louis. And I am sick of all this conversation about replacement referees. The NFL is one greedy community. It is the battle, clearly, between people who have a ton of money and the others, the billionaires, the millionaires, and the have-nots. Seems like something else is going on here. And the players will pay, probably, for bogus calls, but it's the fans who take their hard-earned money to buy tickets that lose out in the end. Thanks, NMIM. Yeah, it is definitely the viewers, the people who buy the expensive NFL wear, the people who live for the games, who if they get to go to a game, it's huge because the tickets are unaffordable or you can't get them. Like in New York, you just can't get them unless you know someone, especially if you were going to try to bring a whole bunch of people. So, sure, once again, it is kind of the little guy that loses out. Definitely. Because even corporations, a lot of times what they do is they trickle the tickets down to the people who work for them. And now maybe it's their week to get them, and look what they're getting to see. They probably had that marked on their calendar for a long time, hoping it would be a great game, and it's not a great game if they keep this up with the replacement referees. Here's one from Sean, who says, Kate, boy, this nonsense with Libya. I think I heard you say on the show you didn't understand why the president wouldn't just say, we're not certain what happened. We've got the FBI on the ground. We're determined to find the right outcome here. We will give you every piece of information we know. We're saddened by the death of the ambassador, period. End of story. I think you and I would both serve this president better in the White House than the idiots who are around him, because I can only assume they are advising him in the wrong direction. Although I'm not an Obama fan, I simply do not believe he could be this dumb. And Sean's referring to the gift that keeps on giving, you would think, for the Republicans, although I don't know how big this plays. The worry over the economy and jobs and all that really is ultimately the thing that's most on the minds of people out there. But, yes, the constant storyline over the U.S. consulate in Libya and why can't we say it was just terrorists now, and it wasn't just a mob thing. It wasn't spontaneous. It didn't have anything to do with the film, whatever. Would have been much simpler and neater and cleaner to not lay out any of the pieces. Sometimes there's a thing about too much information. You know how you can tell when someone's lying? When, I think, not always, it's not 100% foolproof, when they keep, when they're almost like an apologist and they keep giving you way too many details. And then we went here and we saw this and it was blue and then it was purple and then it changed color again and then the thing and that's where we were and I know we were supposed to be here. Oh, you're like lost in 15 different excuses. Now here they're not giving excuses, but they're changing the story constantly. And if they just stuck to the first story, we'll find out more instead of immediately heaping it on that, you know, whole video thing. Maybe it wouldn't have blown up on them the way it has. But does it cost them votes? I'm going to say I don't really think so.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.